This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness reporting to you on current events in the light of Bible prophecy. Now I want to go to that title just now, current events in the light of Bible prophecy. Our emphasis is on what does the Bible say in the future. Prophecy means something that is told is going to happen before it happens. And so the Bible, which is from one half to two thirds prophecy, much of it has already come to pass that's been prophesied. And now we're looking for what is yet to come to pass. Now, we're going to deal with one subject today, and it's going to be earthquakes. Earthquakes in Bible history and Bible prophecy. The first item here is from a website, Battalion of Devorah. Actually, it is by Zafrir Rinat, Haaretz correspondent. Two consecutive earthquakes shook northern Israel on Friday, and this was posted on June 14, 2008. Two consecutive earthquakes shook northern Israel on Friday, causing no casualties or damage. Israel's Geophysical Institute stated that the tremors, which were felt by many northern residents, had a magnitude of 3.8 and 3.9 on the Richter scale. Their epicenter was in southern Lebanon. Friday's tremors came a day after five quakes jolted Lebanon in the space of 3 hours. Two of the quakes had a magnitude of over 4 and were felt in parts of northern Israel, especially in Kiryat Shmona. Now here's another item, and this is from Aretz Sheva, which is one of our favorite sites to check on things, Aretz Sheva. Israel prepares for a major earthquake. The article is by Hannah Levy Julian. Increased seismic activity in the region has prompted the health minister to advise hospitals in the north of the country to begin to prepare for a major earthquake. According to Rami Hopstetter, director of the Geophysical Institute of Israel, hundreds of tremors have hit the region since February 15 in a series of 4 waves that emanated from southern Lebanon. In an exclusive interview with Israel National News, Hopstetter said the pattern of the quakes was unusual, one that had never been seen before in the region. Quote, "Had you been checking the activity in early February, you would have seen that the average was 1 to 2 events per year, really low activity," he said. "Then, suddenly, there was this very pronounced activity with the strength going up and down, and this has happened 4 times. Such activity, the up and down activity, sometimes ends with a strong event," he noted. Somewhere else I was reading about this, they call it a wave type activity. Hopstetter said the pattern is one that is sometimes seen by seismologists in New Zealand and Japan and elsewhere, particularly in the Pacific region, where it is much more active. But along the Dead Sea Fault, where Israel is located, the pattern has never before been recorded. How likely is it that Israel will get hit with a major earthquake? We cannot say numbers, Hopstetter stressed, but it is clear that the probability is now much higher. It may occur, and different organizations should do what they can to minimize damage in any event. The health ministry, of course, is tending to hospitals in the north. More than 500 tremors, I'll read that again, more than 500 tremors have been recorded by seismic registers in the region since mid-February, and among them have been a number of significant earthquakes in Israel. 4 moderate quakes shook the northern region on June 12. There were also 7 tremors since June 13, which were felt by residents of the Galilee. In March 2008, an earthquake measuring 5.3 on the Richter scale was felt throughout much of northern and central Israel, the strongest quake to hit the country in years. Several days prior to it, a trembler measuring 4 on the Richter scale shook the Jewish state from Kiryat Shmona to Jerusalem. Now, this is another article that appeared after that March 2008 tremor or earthquake. Actually, it was 5.3 on the Richter scale. This is from haaretz.com and is by Zafrir Rinat and Eli Ashkenazi, Haaretz correspondents. And recent tremors is the head. Raise fears of potentially destructive earthquake. The National Infrastructure Ministry said in a statement following Friday's 5.3 magnitude earthquake that the most recent tremors have increased fears about the possibility of a destructive earthquake taking place here. The earthquake shook Israel early Friday afternoon. Now, this is back in March 2008. Friday's earthquake shook open a large hole on the Temple Mount Plaza near the Dome of the Rock. Now, as you know, that is where the temple stood. The hole was a meter deep. Now, that's a little bit more than a yard or a little bit less. It's about 3 feet. The hole was a meter deep, 2 meters long, and a meter and a half wide. I'm looking at a picture of it right here, which you probably could pull up under haaretz.com, HAARETZ.com, and then having to do with the earthquake in March 2008. Again, they show a picture of it right here. The officials, the Islamic movement, excuse me, blamed Israel for the hole, saying Israel is digging tunnels in the area that undermine the stability in the area of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The organization urged Islamic states to take action to stop Israeli excavations in the site. Now, fact of prophecy. There's going to be a temple right there. That means the Dome of the Rock will have to be gone. It could be an earthquake that takes it away. I don't know. I don't know the future, but I'm going to tell you what we do know according to Bible prophecy. And for sure, for sure, for sure, earthquakes are going to be in the region. So I'm going to read to you some of the Bible's what it has to say. I just went online and looked up earthquake and earthquakes and shaking, and I found some very interesting things. Right away, I thought of some things. Right away, I thought of prophecies that would be fulfilled. But let's look, starting with the book of Amos, Amos the prophet, we say. Amos 1:1. The words of Amos, or Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And then he goes on to mention judgments that will come on all of Israel's neighbors and even some on Israel itself. I'm sure parts of those judgments have come to pass, but not in full. With prophecy, there is a filling and then there's a fulfilling. But what really got me that I didn't notice before about this is he prophesied these things 2 years before the earthquake. Now, did Amos write these down later? Did his scribe write it down later? Or did he prophesy the earthquake? I don't know. Or did he? Was he saying there's going to be an earthquake in 2 years? And nonetheless, it dates the time from the earthquake, 2 years before the earthquake in the days of King Uzziah, and then it starts giving judgments of nations. Zechariah 14, verse 5 is the very next time the word earthquake is used in the Bible. And it says, "And you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, you shall flee like you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee." Let's turn over to Zechariah chapter 14, and Zechariah chapter 14, you know, this is when in the end of days, at the end of the 7 years, the forces of the Antichrist will one more time, the forces of Satan, you might say, will one more time be trying to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. But it says that when they do this and they put a siege up around the city, in Zechariah 14, verse 3, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem, on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north and half toward the south. You shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. You shall flee like you fled before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come and all the saints with thee. We know that when the King Messiah comes, he's going to step his feet on the Mount of Olives, and that mount is going to split in two. And that, folks, is an earthquake that will be for sure coming. It is prophesied. Another earthquake that is prophesied, and this is very interesting, is in Ezekiel chapter 38. This is where it explains that Russia, in alliance with Iran, will come down from the north and with some other nations into the north of Israel, into the mountains of Israel, with evil thoughts in their mind. You can read this in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And as they come there, there's going to be a showing out of God. He says that the mountains, he said that everything shall shake. And this is verse 20. There shall be a great shaking, verse 19. There shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. The fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, the beasts of the field, everything that creeps, and all men shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. Thus will I magnify myself, verse 23, and sanctify myself. I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. This is prophesying that God will shake things when Iran and Russia do come down from the north. So it may be we don't have to have a nuclear thing to wipe out Iran. Maybe God's own earthquake will do it if they come down from the north. But this is definitely a prophecy that says they will be coming down into the land of Israel. So this prophesies a future shaking that will be in the land of Israel. There will also be future shakings and earthquakes according to Jesus. He said that we will see earthquakes as a sign of his coming. Matthew 24:7, Mark 13:8, Luke 21:11. There will be earthquakes. And this is in the book of Revelation. There will be earthquakes during those 7 years of tribulation. So indeed, there are earthquakes in the future. Are these things that are happening in Israel right now, this great sudden increase of tremors and seismic activity in the area, is that a sign that things are heading toward the last fulfillment of prophecy? Even ever, how long it might take. It might take years. Who knows? It might take five. We might have an earthquake before this is broadcast. This is Billy Brown saying, Shalom.